This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Happy hour. Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Oh, security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Ah, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Let's get right down to it. I have a lot to talk about tonight. Leave me a voicemail and call me live. I am live on Spreaker. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info on this show, ryanhoppyradio.com. Hi, if you've never heard this show, let me tell you about this show. My name's Ryan Hoppy, and I've worked in radio for 10 years, and I rant about celebrity news and things that are on my mind. And the first one we're going to begin with, this one's interesting, man. Growing up, I never liked Bill Nye the Science Guy. I thought he was an absolute asswipe. I didn't like the way he talked to everybody in the videos. Our science class in Illinois, literally, we just watched everything of Bill Nye the Science Guy and in the show at the bus. Like, nobody cared. And it was the absolute worst, which is why we know nothing about science as a generation, because this douchebag is the one that taught us about science growing up. I mean, he was just such a weirdo. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bill Nye the Science Guy was so great and not demeaning and acting like he's better than the room. Never was a fan of that guy. 856-49-HOPPY. Remember this? This demeaning intro? Just driving you nuts.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Shut up. Go away. You're awful to be married to, and you're a douche to everybody.
Science guy.
It's unbelievable how 1990s the show is.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, burn in hell. 856-49-HOPPY. I see this here. I guess he's not really a fun time to be married to. Whoa, Bill Nye the Science Guy not being an excellent husband. I would never see that coming. He seems like a really passionate guy. So he's engaged to be getting married, but the Daily Mail dug up the inside info on his first marriage that we're all just not talking about. Inside Bill Nye's very messy first marriage. Nye was married to writer and musician Blair Lindell for just 7 weeks in 2006. The pair's relationship turned sour after the split and saw the pair engaged in a bitter, years-long legal battle. Nye accused the author of breaking into his home and damaging his rose garden, and he was ultimately granted a restraining order against her. Oh, you know Bill Nye the Science Guy would attract the absolute weirdos. You know Bill Nye the Science Guy would bring in these people that are just, like, they're the girls that were really kinky in the 80s, you know what I mean? So, like, in the 90s, they were having their midlife crisis. So all the girls that Bill Nye has dated are probably women that are, like, from the 80s. So he's attracting those ones that are insane. Like, you know, going into someone's rose garden after breaking into their house and breaking things. That's somebody who, yeah, there was a fun time in the bedroom. The sex was fun. But those relationships, man, they will end in a car crash. It will be the worst feeling ever. You feel like you're on top of the world. You feel like you've accomplished everything when you're in this relationship with somebody who is crazy. You are like, the sex is good. Things are unbelievable. But then they break into your mansion, and then they break into your rose garden and ruin everything. Every one of those relationships will always end in a car crash. Literally. 856-49-HOPPY. Yeah, I don't really see Bill Nye, like, attracting people that are, like, normal. You know what I mean? I see him being very smarmy at a party. Man, if you were to have a cocktail party and Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye were at the same table, that would be such a level of douchebaggery because they are correct on everything. But they rub it in their face like, yeah, I'm a scientist. I'm smarter than you. Like, shut up, bro. And they're always the weird ones. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson has all these allegations about him groping women. I could see his cocky...
Your dry eyes...
What's going on here? I could see his cockiness being like, yeah, I'm the smartest in the room, so I can get any girl I want. Neil deGrasse Tyson, brilliant guy, tells us the honest truth about death, which is sad. Probably not somebody you'll want to date. In 2007, the split took a messy turn after Nye accused Tyndall of vandalizing his garden following their separation. He has told people on TV, in my case, I emphasize we were never divorced because we were never married. Seems like she thought you're married, buddy. You could say all you want. I wasn't married to her. It's just 7 weeks. But you said something or gave off the energy, Bill Nye, that she thought she was married to you. You could say all you want. Oh, yeah. We were never married, but you were. You're just acting like because it was 7 weeks, it was nothing. And then the thing is, she's out there knocking on the door, breaking your garden. Yeah, it's a nut job, bro. She's out of her mind. 856-49-HOPPY. Now, I'm not really big on having sex in the living room at all. I think it's just weird. I think when you have a nice big house, you should have a sex room. And there's a professional sex room designer who is creating kinky spaces for couples. And that would be a thing that I could see every millennial doing. Because even some of the millennials that you think are laid back and not kinky, they would invest in a sex room. Sex rooms and sex is very not talked about within our generation, but it is. But we're all sluts. Melanie Rose, who has designed high-end homes for 15 years, is the go-to person for those who are looking to have some fun in the bedroom. The designer's specialty is creating sex rooms, which are spaces in a couple's home designed for satisfying their pleasures. Yeah, I think I know what a sex room is. Thank you. The sex rooms are filled with numerous things to make the act more fun, like poles, lingerie, bondage, candles, and moonlighting. I might be Mandela affecting it, but I think there was a King of Queens episode where Doug and his wife, Doug and Carrie Heffernan, wanted to spice up their sex life, and wasn't Carrie like dancing on it and it was all sexy, and then Kevin James was dancing on the pole and he fell on the bed. Sounds about right. I mean, that was literally every scene of King's of Queen.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, come on now. King of Queens, every scene. It was like he was Chris Farley as a sitcom father. Oh, he's walking. Oh, Carrie, I don't know. I was like, relax, Kevin. This following segment has been brought to you by the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area. Let me tell you about Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Me and my girlfriend have been going there, working out. It's been a good time. We've been getting ripped. Marcus over there, everybody over at Amir Academy of Martial Arts. We're getting insanely in shape. But here's the thing. He's got classes Monday through Friday, AmirAcademy.com, and he's in St. Petersburg. And when you tell him that you heard about him on Happy Hour, he's going to hook you up with such a good class. But you got to show up. You can't just go, oh, I'll go for one or two classes. Show up. Because once you get the adrenaline, oh, yeah.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up, too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. So everybody kind of dances around it because there's a certain coffee chain that sponsors a lot of things, but you'll never be able to prove which coffee chain I'm talking about. Everybody in radio does it. They dance around it, but there's a certain place you can get coffee at. I don't know, man. We might be going through a really bad shortage. Like, I get when you're out of bacon at 5 in the morning because you just showed up and you're supposed to be there at 4:30 to make sure that the ovens are hot at 5. I get it. I get that you're going to be out of food because you're too lazy to go back and make more food. I get it. But the thing is this. The thing is, you got to realize they hate their job. They hate everything they're doing, so they're putting no effort into what they're doing. You know what I mean? It is absolutely insane. So I get if anything else is messed up because people don't want to work to like set everything up. Because since the pandemic at these coffee places, they show up right when the place is opening, but they don't turn anything on and they should be showing up at 4:30, which is what they did before the pandemic when people cared about their jobs. But the thing is, today I went, oh, for me to record Happy Hour, I must go out and buy coffee. Even though Gary Vee tells us that we shouldn't go out and buy coffee and life's long and not short and everything that bundle of wisdom says, I went out and I got a medium and I got a small coffee. Why? Because I go, hey, can I get a large iced coffee? We ain't got large. I'm like, what? And they're like, we're out of large cups. I went, okay. I went, can I get a medium cake batter, iced coffee with a cream of sugar and a small? And she was like, oh, so you're saying you want two drinks? I'm like, oh my God. I felt like the movie Idiocracy was going on. And I'm like, yeah, like you're not even mad at the moment because you're alive and things are good. But it's like, yeah, if I'm going to want a large, like there is no problem solving. You know what I mean? With any place. If you go to any place, if you go out to eat, or if you go to a grocery shop, nobody takes their job seriously anymore. Service has gone out the window, and deservedly so. I don't expect anybody anymore to care, but it's really beginning to rub off. Like, just, I remember, hey, can we help you find something? And now people, when you go to Publix, like, and I'm grumpy too, so I get it. It's just something new, man. It's insane. Here's the thing, though. Floyd Mayweather is broke, claims YouTuber Jake Paul. You know, Jake Paul's the guy that gets all the inside info and then goes out and just announces it. He suggests that the boxing icon has lost his billion-dollar fortune by spending it all on girls after failing to pay his brother for their exhibition fight. Also, that's great and all to say that Floyd Mayweather, that's great and all to say that he's going broke because he's spending money on women and not paying his brother. It's great to say that all the money that Floyd Mayweather, all $1 billion, it wasn't because of all the legal charges of beating up people, including his family. Oh, wait, that might be it. Some of the money probably went to that criminal defense. You know what I mean? Because he didn't go broke $1 billion. I mean, there's a lot of women that would love Floyd Mayweather in Las Vegas. That is the term of daddy issues. There's a lot of girls that'll be like, oh my God, Floyd Mayweather, who cares that he beats up women? I want to hang out with someone famous. He didn't spend that much money out there. Floyd Mayweather was unable to knock out Logan Paul in their bout last year. The YouTuber claims that Mayweather hasn't paid him. I could see Floyd Mayweather going through $5 million in the afternoon. Like, not even buying everything on Amazon. I feel like there's an elitist version of Amazon where you buy expensiver things, and it's more expensive things. That's the proper grammar. And I could imagine Floyd Mayweather, you know, like just buying something for $5 million in the afternoon. He just seems like that sociopathic dirtbag where he would do that. You know what I mean? I've never liked that guy. I don't know why he hasn't been canceled more. I was having this fascination, speaking of dirtbags that shouldn't be famous, but they are, and it ruins their reputation, going to how Floyd Mayweather would be more liked if he wasn't a woman beater, and how Chris Brown would be more liked if he wasn't a woman beater. And Chris Brown's legacy, because I have about 90 Chris Brown songs saved in my playlist. No, I'm not going to get canceled for saying I'm a Chris Brown fan. We got to be honest real quick. Would I want Chris Brown near any women? No. Chris Brown is a bad, bad dude. He is a criminal and a dancing singer and the voice of an angel. Just because he's a douchebag that can't get along with anybody, just because he beats up women and he beats up photographers in Tampa, whatever he's doing, he has made some of the best music of all time. And if he never did anything, imagine if he had like the Bruno Mars thing where you're doing some cocaine in Las Vegas, but you're never that edgy. He would be loved forever. And he's having concerts and he's successful. Here's what I'm saying, man. I'm just saying that if you're going to hate on Chris Brown, you got to equally hate on Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Because I got the report here. Because I want to make sure that I'm not just talking bad about Floyd Mayweather, what things he's done in the past. I'm in awe that we want equal rights for women. And I'm not trying to be like fake woke, but I'm saying we want things to be better and amazing. But then we never canceled Floyd Mayweather. This is going back 20 years. Mayweather was charged with 2 counts of domestic violence and 1 count of misdemeanor battery. He served a 6-month suspended sentence and 2 days of house arrest and was ordered to perform 48 hours of community service. Oh, I'm sure he did all of that. I'm sure he was out there cleaning up dog crap. In 2004, Mayweather was given a 1-year suspended jail sentence, ordered to undergo counseling for impulse control, and pay a $1,000 fine after he was charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor battery against 2 women. 2005, he pleaded no contest to another misdemeanor battery charge after hitting and knocking out a bouncer. I could see some guy like pissing off Floyd Mayweather and he's like, yo, dude, you suck. And Floyd's like, I'm just gonna, and just beats the crap out of somebody because he's a maniac, dude. Whenever you watch any interview with Floyd Mayweather, I'm afraid through the TV. Mike Tyson's adorable. He'll beat you up if you bother him, but he's got this like fatherly energy. It's like more laid back and chill because he's smoking weed. But I don't think Floyd Mayweather smokes weed. I think he's always crazy because whenever you look at his eyes, dude, it's just like, Jesus Christ, bro. Are you here with us? Are you on planet Earth? It's the same thing that Antonio Brown has. It's the same thing that Aaron Rodgers has. It's the same thing that anybody has. Kanye West. It's those. Britney Spears has it. It's the, when you look at their eyes, they're very dead inside. You know? 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. There were like 3 more paragraphs of things that Floyd Mayweather did. But I'm not going to sit here for 25 minutes and read a rep sheet. I was just trying to prove the point that that might be why he's broke and not able to pay them. Get it? Got it? Good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. I finally did it. I finally went out and I got my hair cut. Oh, I feel good. When you go to richkbarber.com, you can sign up for the appointment. And let me tell you right now, I'm a man of my words. He's the best around. He's one of my bros. He's one of my good friends. And he's a really good dude. So you got to go to richkbarber.com because you can't just show up and go, hey, man, I want to get a haircut. No, you got to manifest it. And you might have to wait a few days. Do you want to look good in the long run, or are you trying to just get a cut for the weekend? There are some times that Rich Keeley is booked up for the whole week, man, because he's that popping. But I'm telling you, just wait, because the haircut you're going to get is life-changing. Either that, or you can keep going to your chain places where there's hot girls and you can drink beer. Would you rather have that? Or you get a haircut from Rich Keeley, and then when you go out and you get beers, you manifest women because you looked good because you got a haircut from Rich Keeley.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Board, 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 board.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I would love to meet Charlie Sheen because I want to just feel out how bad his energy is. I'm very fascinated by Charlie Sheen and the fact that everything he's ever done fails. He fails up and then he just kind of was done after Two and a Half Men. He had that sitcom on FX. But Charlie Sheen's bizarre because he's really talented, but he's just got like, I'll slip a little pill in your drink energy. Like, you look at Charlie Sheen and you're like, I don't know if I want to hang out with that dude, but he's really good. But then when you see, and I'm not saying that if you're on OnlyFans every time it's because of your daddy issues. There are some independent women who feel completely confident in being in porn and they have a 9-to-5 job. So not every girl in porn, it might be an overly sexual person, because you're having sex on camera, but not every girl in porn has daddy issues. But you know that I would say the contributing factor of Sammy Richards going into porn, his 18-year-old daughter, and then Denise now going into OnlyFans. But then why am I using the word porn? Okay. So the media doesn't know a lot about OnlyFans. The media claims they know about OnlyFans, but they're dumb boomers. You can have an OnlyFans account, and there's Roman and Kenzie K, who Kenzie K was in Tampa Radio, and Roman was a part of the Styles and Roman nighttime show in Chicago. And him and Kenzie weren't even banging on camera. They were just doing videos of them vlogging about their life, and all the listeners of Kenzie K in Chicago and all the listeners of Roman, they were making bank on OnlyFans. Like, I was jealous, and I used to see her at nightclubs, so it was cool seeing somebody from Tampa explode. But here's what I'm saying. I'm saying not everything on OnlyFans is like insanely, like, it's not all just gangbangs and orgies. Some of it's very clean. So I did some research. All I did was type in Sammy Richards Reddit pictures, and on Reddit I saw what was on the OnlyFans. Let me tell you, like, it's Maxim magazine. She's beautiful, she's pretty, she's 18, was born in 2004. She was born in 2004. But you're just like, this is it? And I'm not trying to sound like a creep, but Charlie Sheen probably doesn't even know. He probably just hears OnlyFans, and he's like, no, my daughter is banging 7 dudes tonight. I was like, no, that's tomorrow. Ready? Here we go. Denise Richards, 51, launches her OnlyFans page just days after her ex slammed her for letting their 18-year-old daughter join the X-rated site. That's what I love when the media, I would say it's R-rated. If you want to, like, pay for, like, Moose's daughter, then, I mean, literally, you can go to that page. But with anything else, literally, it's not that sexual. Oh, the media, the X-rated site. Spank Bang is more edgy than OnlyFans. Oh, it's so X-rated. Richard announced on social media today that she has created her OnlyFans page just less than 2 weeks after her daughter signed up. Thus far, the actress has only shared one post on the site where she is charging her subscribers $25 a month. I love every bit of this because all the, because I love it. I follow some listeners back on like social media, and I was looking up Sammy Sheen, and all the Bone listeners were following her. I was like, oh, it was great. All the like the Bone fan people were all following her within a day. I was like, that is just how she's getting famous, is all these boomers that are middle age are thinking, oh, she's going down on a guy on camera, and she's just posing by the pool like, hi, here's my boobs, me in lingerie. Like, it's really nothing. The worst was when there were actually girls having sex on camera, and then that she just looks like she reeks of cheap perfume and salmon. When you look at Bella Thorne, oh my God, her OnlyFans, Sammy Sheen at least takes pictures. Bella Thorne's just like, oh my God, I had my tongue out and I look so upset. I'm like, what are you doing? You wonder what happened at Disney, bro, because she looks so damaged. When you look at Bella Thorne, there's nothing there. She's got the Amanda Bynes. You just look at it, and you're just like, that's a beautiful girl, but she's nuts, bro. You look at Sammy Sheen, and she's just getting back at her father. She doesn't have the crazy eyes. She has the sad eyes that Charlie Sheen, who, 2.5 men, it is unbelievable the jokes back then. Everything revolved around semen. Charlie's banging a girl. Like, all the jokes would not work now. But back then, man, I always thought that John Cryer's ex-wife was really hot. Like, everybody was talking about, like, how all the girls that Charlie was bringing home on the show were all hot, all the one-night flings. But John Cryer's ex-wife, I think her name was Judith or whatever on 2.5 Men, oh my God, she was beautiful. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Everyone's favorite, which I don't mind her, Brittany Mahomes shows off her baby bump. Honestly, if Patrick Mahomes is 100% monogamous, like doesn't cheat at all, like not even a kiss, if Patrick Mahomes is as much of a good boy as he is, if he's as religious as he is, and doesn't cheat at all, I respect the hell out of the relationship. Because we don't know what they're like behind closed doors. He's known her for 10 to 12 years. That's his girl. But if he's cheating on her and banging other side chicks, divorce her, man. She rides off of your cloud. Oh, my God. I'm Brittany. I'm drunk at the game. I'm with her brother who's twerking. And we're by the Sean Taylor Memorial. And we're just twerking on a literal grave. Yeah. You know, Patrick Mahomes had a little bit of a talk with his brother. He was not invited to their bachelor party, which I don't think I would want any camera footage at a Patrick Mahomes bachelor party. And they were probably thinking, oh my God, if we bring your brother, bro, he's going to be filming everything. We're going to be seeing with our side chicks. Because why did it have to be so private? Brittany Mahomes revealed her baby bump for the first time on Tuesday. While enjoying a family vacation in Hawaii, she took to IG to officially announce her baby bump with her husband and NFL player Patrick Mahomes. Round two. That's such good football humor. Oh, I like that. Like, there's round two of the playoffs and you're having a second kid. It's really good. It's almost as funny as when his mom wears the jersey that says QB maker. Like, oh yeah. Awesome. Oh my God. I see Patrick Mahomes meditating a lot. When you got Jackson Mahomes twerking in clubs, and you got Brittany Mahomes yelling at fans and pouring champagne on them, and then he's got his mom who's a sweetheart. But when you have all this going on, I could imagine him going into one of those tanks that Joe Rogan talks about and just like needing to hear nothing. Then you got to deal with all the drama with Andy Reid's son and no one talks about. There's a lot of things that surround the Kansas City Chiefs. And I could imagine Patrick Mahomes just being like, oh my God, bro. I just need silence. My wife and my brother and my coach, all this drama. But I bet it's worth it because he seems like a family guy. As long as he's not cheating, if he's cheating, then your relationship is a business relationship. It would be a sham. I don't know, dude. Because we don't know them. You know what I mean? That's a 2-second clip. Her yelling.
yell.
Oh, God. The sound of Brittany Mahomes yelling, is just. But we don't know what type of mother she is or what type of friend or daughter she is. There's one side of them that we see, but we don't get to see anything else. So I'm sure she's probably really good to Patrick, and he gets panic attacks, and she makes him feel good. I could see her being a good wife. But if he's cheating on her, that's lame. So the best part, though, is here is her. After they won, when they beat the Texans the year they went to the Super Bowl. Here's a little bit of what it's like to party with Patrick Mahomes' wife. Because you're probably going, Ryan, the media's too mean to her. She's not that bad. Just using his money to get that booze.
<My boy>.
If there's purgatory, just have this on loop. Forever and ever. I'm sorry that I cheated on my wife and I beat up some people in my life. I'm not ready to go to heaven. I'm not evil enough to go to hell. Just put me in purgatory where it's this for an eternity. Dear God. I love how it dies off. It's like when a cat yawns and then it closes. It's kind of what it was like. It was like the like battery died of like the annoying person screaming. Listen. Oh man.
I just want to tune in and say all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day, guess again!
Oh, man. I bet it's quiet at that house because it just seems like she's using energy, you know? And she's using its clout.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, WestchasePrinting.com, DJ Tone Tampa, and West Chase Printing on Instagram. Listen, you can go to any other printing company or one of the chains and go, oh, yeah, I want to print something out. Or you can put actual effort. I have the banner that I'm looking at this beautiful setup that my girlfriend built at the apartment. And I'm looking at my Happy Hour with Ryan Happy West Chase printing banner. And DJ Tone Tampa did a 10 out of 10 job. And when I go to radio conventions and network, I have business cards because of him and other things. Whatever you need printed out, man, just go to westshoreprinting.com. And on the invoice, tell them I sent you, and DJ Tone will hook you up, man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, my God. Bizarro.
Bizarro. Oh, this little Bizarro. Guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give
Bizarro.
It to you.
Bizarro. I love you. Bizarro. I love you.
Hey, who's
Bizarro.
Got a peanut for turtle face? Don't. He's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I am Colin Cowherd, and I am always incorrect on every take on sports, but I make $10 million a year so I can back it up. Remember a year ago, Colin Cowherd was on TV doing his show, and he was like, oh, yeah, Stephen Curry and the Warriors, trade them. They're done. They're never going to win again because Klay Thompson's hurt. And there's no way people that are millionaires can get the best care to fix their ACL. And he was like, they're never going to win again. And then this year, he's on TV the next year, and Cowherd's like, oh, well, the Warriors, I mean, it's so good that they didn't trade the team. Like, he literally was saying the exact opposite. And there's all these sports guys that do that. It's nauseating. It's always the sports talk show guys because they were never good enough to play the game, but they know how to analyze it because they watched every moment. And it's, ugh. Sport radio can be really good when there's people that actually played because they knew what it was like to be in the trenches. You know what I mean? But when you have like some nerd who's like, I'm an outspoken person. Hey, ugh. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Some info about Ghislaine Maxwell's marriage. Ah, that being married to her is a delight. When I think of an angel, I think of Ghislaine Maxwell and Scott Bergerson, who are seen at a 2017 holiday party a year after they were married, as her lawyer reveals details of their relationship and when she was heartbroken when he dumped her in a heated argument while in solitary. That whole sentence, there is a lot to break down there. I want to hear the argument and the, like, waiting room of the prison. I want to hear the argument. I want to hear the audio between her husband and her while she's in solitary. She's yelling at him. Oh, those demonic words and things that they say. Also, I find it very weird that there's never, like, any, like, videos of her walking out of court. Like, we literally have Amber Turd and Johnny Depp for 6 weeks, but we can't get one thing of Ghislaine Maxwell in court. Nothing. You're giving us sketches that look like something from a newspaper 130 years ago. That's all you're giving us? No pictures of the courtroom? It really makes you wonder. I'm not being a conspiracy theorist. I'm just being honest. If all the rich and elites went there, I wonder why there's nothing about it. You could have Court TV. I mean, that's so 90s. HON or HSN, whatever it is. You could have Nancy Drew talking about that every night. That would be our new fascination would be. My girlfriend just let me know that I just called Nancy Drew. I meant to say Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace would be eating it up. She would love every second of it. But yeah, we're not going to have cameras. Oh yeah, makes sense. Nothing sketchy there at all. Everything is going by the book with the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Nothing weird, nothing bizarre, nothing odd. This is all normal that we're just getting sketches. Yeah, yeah. Days before her sentencing for her sex trafficking conviction, the Daily Mail has obtained a never-before-seen photo of Ghislaine Maxwell with her husband in 2017. The picture at a nursing home Christmas party was taken just about 1 year. It was their one-year anniversary and is only the second known photo of them together. What the fuck is that? Where there's no pictures of you with the... Like, nothing. Like... No, like, there's no pictures of you. Like, I am not a famous guy at all, but I've had 4 or 5 tweets of people taking a picture of me in public. And you're telling me the most famous sex trafficker of all time that all the original elite, there's no pictures of them besides the one that they released? That's weird, dude. That's not normal. Sadly, the marriage could not survive the negative impact of this case. No, he's just trying to leave before they ask him what he was up to. This wasn't about the moral of it. No, I don't want to be around. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. That's great. So I guess it wasn't an in-person meeting. It was a heated phone call. Can we get that audio? Did someone save it? Is there an MP3 of the breakup call between Scott and Ghislaine Maxwell while she's in solitary confinement? Oh, this nursing home looks creepy as hell, too. The picture, you know, it's like, oh, and it's like them in the back corner. I was thinking this was going to be like them at a party. You could barely see them. It's like this nursing home where everybody's about to die, and there's like these little kids, of course, singing to these old people, and then you see Ghislaine and Scott barely in the back, and this picture's from 5 years ago, and the quality, you would think it's 2002. You would think this picture was from 99, even. The quality, that's all we have of Ghislaine Maxwell is this? That's sketchy, dude. Yeah, they literally zoomed in, and it's infuriating. There was better quality in 07. It's creepy, bro. It'll keep you up at night. If you read about what went on, man, and that's just demonic. I know they have a certain way to not have pictures be taken. I know they know when to leave the party and that. I get that there's a way to the machine, but that's evil, bro. Like, I don't believe in hell, but that's like the equivalent, dude. Like, ruining teenagers' lives and then having no pictures of you in public? I don't know, dude. New York City rent is going up 5% more. Oh, yeah. Because when I think of a city that I want to live in 2022, not in the past, old New York was cool. It's literally become what happened in Futurama. Literally, this New York City is the grossest city ever. I went there 6 years ago, but I see all these Facebook Live from different comedians like Mike Cannon and them that I know, and I'll see like them in New York, and I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Like, they're killing it. But it's more like you just see like homeless people. Like, people are being shoved. Like, they're waiting at the bus and they're being shoved into the road by crazy people. Yeah, I'm good. It's not really my vibe. Saying. I saw a radio personality who works in Miami. She took a picture of this news headline, and it was like, rent for Miami goes up 25% in a year or something. And she's like, oh, my God, it's getting so expensive here. And she's not like a millionaire. Like, she's probably making $100,000, but she's not maybe $200,000, but she's not making a million, this radio personality that put it up. And then this radio consultant who's this millionaire who makes money off of talking about radio, even though he never worked in radio, he comments like, well, you get to live in Miami, though. Like, sorry, we don't have all the access to money. Like, that is such a boomer comment. Like, that. But how are you supposed to afford it? You know, it's like that boomer thing. Just go inside of Lowe's or Home Depot and go right up to the service desk and say, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy and I really want to work here. Hi, my name is Joseph and I'm your boss. You're going to get $45,000. You're going to be full-time. You're going to get a huge house for the price of a penny. Oh, the boomers, you're talking down to us? If only you heard what we said behind your back.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, this following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the man. You can do virtual workouts with him at FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And here's the thing. He's the best around. He's one of my good friends, and he will hook you up.
Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This show is being brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Mattress by Appointment with Dwayne the Mattress Guy is the best around. He's one of my good friends. He's a listener. And I don't just promote average people, so it's worth it.
Yo, what's up? Baby,
let's go. Also, you can listen to Hoppy Hour every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. Search up Z Radio Live on Odyssey and tune in to listen. Get it? Got it. Good. Joe Exotic is back with his ex-boyfriend after split from prison fiancé. Joe Exotic is back in the dating game. Just 1 year, or he's back in the dating game after just splitting with his prison fiance. We've learned he's rekindled things with a former boyfriend. Joe and his ex-boyfriend, Seth, are back together after Joe's would-be husband, John Graham, got sprung from prison and moved on. I can't even imagine. Like, if you're banging Joe Exotic, you're a slutty dude. Like, that's fine, but you're a slutty dude. And I bet Joe Exotic is thinking that they're just going to wait for him to be released, and they're just banging dudes left and right, man. Because you know he's probably sad. He's not getting laid. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm saying it's not. Yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I'm getting news from the Happy Hour Megaplex. I had to turn off the microphone for a second. Joe Exotic's ex killed himself. So he's so fun to be around. He didn't even want to be around. I'm not trying to make a joke about suicide. I'm just saying Joe Exotic is bad energy. It's not someone you want to be around. Oh, but I'm sure his boyfriend is totally going to wait till 2052.
Better.
But that was the breaking news I had here, is that his boyfriend killed himself. I wonder what it's like when you're hanging out with Joe Exotic one-on-one. Just like watching TV. Because we see the larger-than-life personality, which I hated that show. Because it reminded everybody in my old neighborhood. I just didn't really like the vibes. And also, I was alone and bored. And just looking at Carole Baskin is just vomit-inducing. She's such a repulsive woman. I'm the cow woman that goes to Congress. Shut up. You're a maniac, you sociopathic dirtbag. Everybody in this town defends her because everybody has money within it. But no, dude, if Carole Baskin was the enemy of this town, so many secrets would come out. But she's got money everywhere, and advertisement and sponsors. Big Cat Rescue is everywhere, so nobody talks about it. Like, the rest of the country was like, Sheriff Chan, aren't you going to look into it? And they're like, yeah, we're working on it, because she's got so much money in this town. This is low-key her town. What a weird woman she is. Also here, Elon Musk, his ex-wife backs daughter's last name change. Very proud of you. Yeah, man. Listen, I know everyone's got a hard-on for Elon Musk because he wants to make Twitter or whatever, but the only billionaire that we should honestly look down to, maybe Bill Gates, but he's a boomer and he's an asshole, and he probably hung out at Pedophile Island. So I'm not really going to applaud Bill Gates, and he just seems like an asshole, bro. But Jeff Bezos, dude, he literally began by selling books on the internet, and he had a cubicle where he spray painted Amazon.com. And there was an interview with this local news reporter who was kind of teasing him for having like a messy office. And this was when he was a millionaire. And this is in like 99, 98. And he's driving around in a beat up car from the 80s. And then you look at the guy who saved all his money. Now he's a billionaire. So he kind of did it from the beginning. I know that his ex-wife helped him a lot, but they built something. Elon Musk just buys things and he just babbles. He's an idiot. Oh, wow. He's a real warrior because he wants to add an edit button to Twitter. Oh, that's so innovative when he says it. Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Whatever he could say, the sky is pink. And everybody that puts money into Dogecoin, oh, my God. What Elon Musk said? I have no original opinion. Jesus Christ. Elon Musk's ex-wife is squarely in the corner of their daughter, saying she's proud of the 18-year-old amid her very public feud with her father. Justine Wilson, a novelist who was married to Elon from 2000 to 2008, weighed in on Vivian's legal filing to have her gender identified changed to female and to change her full name, including dropping her dad's famous last name. She tweeted a convo she had with one of her children, and while Vivian had a twin brother, Griffin, the timing makes it perfectly clear that it was about chat with Vivian. And the tweet from Musk's ex-wife is, I had a weird childhood, my 18-year-old said to me. I can't believe I'm as normal-seeming as I am. I said, I'm very proud of you. And she said, I'm proud of myself. Yeah, can you imagine Elon Musk is your father? Like, that dude's so creepy. And you literally, it's one of those things when you have like a deadbeat father who was kind of around in the beginning and then sort of took a break for about 10 to 15 years. And that's literally Elon Musk. He'll come back to his daughter when she's 30 and be like, see, I used to hang out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. The NFL world is having quite the reaction to this Deshaun Watson settling with 20 of his 24 accusers. I'm not laughing at what happened. I'm just laughing at that is a lot of accusers that you settled with. 20 of 24? Bro, 20 different women you assaulted, dude. What are you doing, bro? And that's how bad Baker Mayfield is in Cleveland. That they're like, forget Baker Mayfield and his short self going to Cheesecake Factory to get a BJ. Forget about that. That's nothing to any other normal person. Oh, Baker Mayfield cheating on his wife at Cheesecake Factory with an Ohio slut. No big deal. But when Deshaun Watson comes in and has 20 women he's settling with, all the Cleveland fans are like, yeah, but we're going to win at football. But you were just making fun of Baker for getting oral sex at Cheesecake Factory. And all the Cleveland guys are like, he cheated on his wife. Yeah. But when it's Deshaun Watson who's going to win you football games because he's good and he's going to be motivated to come back, you guys are like, yeah, no big deal. And you're the same city that rips on Baltimore for defending Ray Lewis, even though Ray Lewis was involved somehow with a murder. And you go, how can Baltimore be loyal to a city? How can they be loyal to Ray Lewis? And then you're over here being loyal to Deshaun Watson. It's very funny how Cleveland just thinks, oh, we're better than Baltimore and Detroit. Bitch, you're like a third world country.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Anything you
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. The computer's freaking out. This following segment has been brought to you by DBInfusions.com. You're looking for the best Delta 8, the best CBD, whatever the hell you need, dude. DBInfusions.com is the place to be. And when you go there and you tell DB Infusions that I sent you, they're going to really hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years. Marge, I've wasted half my life.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
On the set. Hi, we're going to get to celebrity news in a second. We got all the celebrity news clips from Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood loaded up and ready to go. But I want to read this last headline. Listen. I grew up forced to be religious. I am probably atheist, and I'm afraid to say full-on atheist because I want to believe there's something in the afterlife, but I'm just telling you, I'm not a religious person, but I like when there's good in religion. I'm down with when it teaches you morals and you don't cheat on your wife. That's cool. I don't care what you believe in. If it helps you get through life, that is completely fine. It brings out some good in people. There's a lot of bad, a lot of bad, but there's some good. But then there's despicable and scumbaggery like Anna Duggar, who won't move on with another man amid husband Josh Duggar's prison sentence with some of the worst child pornography ever to be displayed in a courtroom, it says. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to even make any jokes. I'm just saying, oh, yeah. Heaven forbid a consenting 25-year-old male and 25-year-old male want to get married, and it took till 2015 for them to get married. Oh, yeah. Gay people, burn in hell. Transgender people, burn in hell. Weed, no. You can't do anything fun. We're religion. Oh, but pedophilia, I never got that. Like, we're just going to sweep that to the side. Yeah. If they don't believe in divorce, oh, that's good. She won't move on with another man. They don't believe in divorce. They tied the knot in 08, sharing their first kiss at the altar. Oh, that is bothersome. And then she didn't leave him in 2015. He was literally on Ashley Madison when that website thing went down. His email was caught. And one of those side chicks, I played the audio a few weeks ago. She was like, "Yeah, I can't believe I did it." And the people in the comment section on TikTok were like, "You ruined a marriage." I was like, "I wouldn't be promoting that." But that is her LinkedIn accolade. So you literally had Josh Duggar cheating, man, like since day one. Oh, I can't be around that. I would love to just be around that family for 5 minutes and just feel the energy and feel the vibe. Man, you have the Duggar family, and then you have Ghislaine Maxwell at the same party. It's not that far off, man. They're not that different, dude.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Here's the celebrity news. So, I despise everything Jussie Smollett. He really separated Chicago with what he said. I got beat up by Trump supporters that don't exist in Chicago on North Wacker Drive. And they were screaming MAGA country Republicans when there are literally no Republicans in Chicago. The only Republicans in Chicago are people from the Northwest suburbs that drive 70 minutes to go to work. And they're in the more right leaning parts of the Northwest suburbs. Literally, Chicago has never had a Republican mayor for the most part. It's all Democrat. There's nothing about it. And Jussie's like, yeah, in negative 10 degree weather, when it is frigid out, when you go outside for a second and your teeth hurt. Yeah, these two guys in a MAGA truck driving around North Wacker Drive, which is yeah.
Was there in six.
So here's, which shame on Sway in the Morning for interviewing him, but I get it. Just shame on you. It's just bad journalism to interview this hack. But this is Jussie Smollett on Sway in the Morning talking about his time. And he went to a psych ward because he's so crazy.
I was there in 6.5 days. Lord knows I wanted to get out.
Yeah, I don't really want to be in a, you know, psych ward. I get that, Jussie. Go on.
I'm in the psych ward.
Jussie Smollett is going into detail about his experience in a psychiatric ward following.
I'm sure he was so boring. Everyone else is screaming, and he's like, I was on Empire.
In the actor's court sentencing.
I am innocent. I did not.
I'm innocent. Where are the supporters? We have the security camera footage of your two friends that you all had sex with, which is fine. And then you had them beat you up, which is weird. But we have all them on camera literally going out. We have them on camera, bro. Where's the Trump supporters? MAGA country, downtown Chicago, home of the Cubs and Republicans. Not at all.
I did not do this.
In December, Jussie was found guilty on 5 counts of disorderly conduct for his role in lying to law enforcement about a staged attack against himself.
I don't even want to think he was lying to law enforcement. Hey, to say he was lying to the law enforcement, like, I feel like sometimes there's a little bit of truth in a lie. He was just telling them fiction.
And in March, Jussie was sentenced to 150 days in jail.
And then he serves like 2, which was ridiculous. Kim Fox, who runs Cook County, they're like, whatever, we'll be corrupt as hell. Look into it. Look into Lori Lightfoot and Kim Fox, Cook County, a.k.a. Crook County in Chicago. They're evil, bro.
And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself.
Okay.
An appeals court later ordered Jussie to be released on bond. Pending.
Why? Why? He literally, millions of dollars were spent in Chicago on this.
The appeal.
That could have gone to all the potholes in the road. Oh, but an imaginary actor that wasn't even memorable on Empire. Oh, God, I hate him.
Jussie to be released on bond.
Why?
Pending the appeal of his conviction. But not before Jussie spent nearly a week behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting in there, I'm like, I know that I didn't do this.
While
he's such an asswipe.
Appearing on Sirius XM's Sway in the Morning,
shame
Jussie
on you, Sway.
His experience in Cook County Jail.
There's something about being in there and having no choice but to surrender. Surrender not to the system.
Shut up. You served like 20 minutes, dude.
You're surrendering to yourself and your
service. Okay, if you served 150 days, I get it, Jesse. You served like 150 minutes. Oh, it was such a struggle to spend 2 hours. It is.
Rendering to, you're just left there with you, your thoughts, and these walls.
As Jesse explains, his decision to fast during that time wasn't without reason.
Oh, got it.
I fasted. I was there for 6.5 days. I fasted for 6.5 days. I wasn't fasting for Lent. I was fasting because...
For Lent. Oh, yeah. Jesse Smollett, a real religious guy.
That's what we do.
Actually, it would kind of make sense.
Family, like, we fast for for clarity. Yeah. What I was doing is I was...
I'm a fraud, and I really had no reason to do this.
Fasting until I found out whether or not I was going to be in there for those 5.5 months.
Yeah.
Looking to the future, Jesse says he's focused on reviving his career.
What I know...
It'll be revived. I don't care anymore. It will be revived. He'll be fine. We forget. Whatever.
Billie Eilish has strong feelings about the possibility of being a mother one day.
Dude, you're 19, bro!
In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the Happier Than Ever singer shared that she's always wanted to be a parent. She told the...
Okay, but you're... Wow. Man, she's having kids soon.
Outlet that she'd, quote, rather die, unquote, than not have kids.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Adding, I need them. But Billie also shared that when it comes to being a parent, there are things she, quote, dreads. She said, the older I get, the more I experience things. I just think, ugh, what am I going to do when my kid...
Bro, you were born in 2003. What are you... Oh, what?
Thinks that this is the right thing to do. And I'm like, no, it's not. And they won't listen to me.
Bro, you weren't alive during 9/11. Shut up.
Billie also reflected on the realities facing children today, saying that...
Okay, well, that's fine. You can talk about outreach and things like that. That's fine. Promote goodwill, whatever you got to promote. This organization, that's fine. But saying, oh, God, I'm so worried about having kids. Bro, you were born in 2003, dude.
This time for kids in America is, quote, scary. She said of school shootings in the U.S., why is it okay to be scared to go to school? You go to school and be prepared for a life-changing traumatic experience or dying. What? Who? Where is the logic there?
She got a point.
Earlier in the interview, Billie discussed her own childhood, telling the Sunday Times that she faced...
That my brother was nice.
...anxiety as a child and feared being apart from her mom and dad. She said, I had crippling, life-changing separation anxiety. I couldn't...
Gee, I can't tell.
...be away from my parents. I was worried about what would happen to them. I was worried about what would happen to me. I was worried about being forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
The Sunday Times also noted that Billie feared the dark and monsters under the bed, and that she slept in a
bed... Me too, man. Me too.
...with her parents until she was 11. The Your Power songstress shared, I couldn't sleep by myself. If I woke up and my parents weren't in the bed and the lights were off, I would scream until they came to the door.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't step off the bed in the dark because I was certain that there were scorpions crawling all over the floor.
Got it.
Billie is known for her candor when it comes to talking about her life and the tough times she's endured.
Mm.
Back in 2020, she told Access Hollywood what makes her so open about her experiences.
It brings a lot of attention.
You've shared so much with us recently. You did an interview. Yeah. You talked about the dark times that have happened in your life. Why are you okay sharing that? And why do you want people to know these are the things that happened to you?
To be honest, I held back from talking about it for, I mean, this whole time until that interview. And I think even like when I've been, like last year, I've kind of come out of that place and started to like be okay and everything like I talked about. And I felt like I couldn't even say that because I was worried. I don't know. I mean, the internet's crazy. So you kind of worry, you don't know what people are going to say. And like, I kind of decided after talking to a couple people, I was like, you know what? I got to say how I'm better now so that people understand that it's possible to get better. And I genuinely was in that bad place, and like, I'm genuinely better, and it's possible, and I swear on my life, I never thought I would be happy again. So,
man, how much weed is she smoking? Oh my God.
And yes.
Bro, she's doing shrooms or something. A year ago, she's like, oh my God, I don't want to be in this room. And now she's spinning like sage advice, man. They grow up fast. Jesus Christ. I think her music's garbage. I hate every second of it, but she is wise beyond her years, man. That is one smart girl. Wow, I thought that was Gary Vee. She'd be better than Gary Vee because she actually has talent.
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have broken up, but...
Yeah, you kind of saw that coming when Devin Booker loses by 50 points in the playoffs, and then that Sunday was game one of the Warriors and Mavericks, and the Mavericks beat the Suns, the team that Devin Booker's on, and while the Mavericks... So the Suns should have been there. While they should have been at game one in the conference finals, Devin Booker is in Italy hanging out at Courtney's wedding. And he was frowning the whole time. There was not one moment, if you look at the pictures, that you saw Devin Booker looking happy. And you know, because he was probably getting so much hate. Everyone's like, you gave up, bro. And it was just vibes that you could tell this relationship is ending. I wonder if he prayed to Kobe for this decision now. Because him and Jason Tatum love to tell you that they were trained by Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? And also Ben Simmons went to a lot of Kobe Bryant camps. But I could see Ben Simmons like being really good and Kobe trying to like train Ben Simmons. Ben's like, oh man, I want to talk to the cheerleaders.
Is it really over? Well, a source tells ET it may not be.
So he's getting involved in a publicity game now. I see you, Devin Booker.
Not always easy.
Kendall and Devin are going their separate ways after 2 years together. Our source says Kendall feels like they're on different paths and...
Yeah, he's trying to win championships and you're trying to just... I don't even know what you're doing.
They have had discussions about their future, but they are not on the same page.
Yeah.
However...
That was weird 2 years ago. Remember when that... The No Jumper podcast with Adam 22 is like the weirdest dude ever. Remember when he interviewed, this was his big break. He interviewed that girl, forget her name. She was on OnlyFans and she like supposedly like during the quarantine in the bubble, she like eight of them were naked and she just gave them head in a row. And she was on the podcast. She's like, yeah, Devin Booker was there. I was like going down on him. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then her parents were like religious in Utah. And I was like, oh, there you go. that's why that's happening. Because she comes from religious parents in Utah, home of Salt Lake City. Yeah.
There is a possibility they could get back together in the future.
What? Ah, no, Devin, get laid, man. There were reports anyway that you were allegedly cheating on her, so maybe she's better off.
What's happening with you and Devin Booker?
He's my boyfriend.
That's Kenny during the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special last year.
Got it.
Finally admitting she was dating Devin. The two kept their relationship relatively private since...
Relatively? Bro, they were like the goat of like relationships. We didn't know what the hell they were doing.
First being romantically linked in June 2020.
Kylie and I specifically have, you know, had the opportunity to watch my older sisters, you know, go through...
Do all the wrong decisions and we learn from them.
Marriages and relationships and breakups and all these things and, yeah, and do them
glad
pretty...
to be there for you.
No, do them pretty publicly and, like, again, no offense to you guys at all, but I think just
I'm
it was
taken.
Personal...
Scott, not taking... Shut up, bitch.
Just it was taken. Personal preference from, like, a really young age.
Oh, my God. 19. Dude, he's got to be weird at parties. Like, they're all vibing, and then he just got
quickly and like,
not taking, and just sucks the life out of any room.
Again, no offense to you guys at all, but I think just it was personal preference from like a really young age.
And since then, Kendall and Devin were more open about each other on social media, sharing cute pics like these.
And that's when it went downhill.
The model was also no stranger to.
They went like 8-0 in the bubble when the NBA was playing in Orlando when Jimmy Butler allegedly hooked up with Rachel Nichols, which good for him, not good for her husband. Oh, that just didn't get talked about. But she was good on TV, man. Like, yeah, she hooked up with Jimmy Butler, but she's really good on TV. Like, I legitimately miss Rachel Nichols. Like, you didn't realize because she kind of was like flirty energy, literally, but... Yeah, during that playoff run in the bubble, the Suns went 8-0 and barely missed the playoffs. So, like, Devin Booker was on the come up in, like, August, no pun intended, in August and September. Then he begins dating her in November 2020, and then he goes to the finals during the summer, and then he loses to Milwaukee, and they blow a 2-0 lead, and then he's dating her this year, and they lose by 50 to the Mavericks, and he's in... Italy at a wedding he doesn't want to go to. Like, I had hope. I care so much. I had hope that Devin Booker and Kendall would be legitimate. But no, they're just all the same, man.
sitting courtside and supporting her man at his basketball games. Remember this rare moment of PDA at his game in Los Angeles?
I watch every game unless I have. Last night I had a dinner, but all my friends and family know that I like sit with my phone where.
I think the other thing is, like with the wedding thing, I'm sure during the quarantine and that, it was just him and her hanging out. And it was probably a lot of chill time, and that was his girl and that. And that was because, like, they shut down everything for a year or two. But then it's like, you can't leave your family because they came first. So she's like, Devin, we got to go to this wedding. And then it's just like, it's not going to end well.
Wherever I am.
And back in January of this year, things started getting serious between them. A source told ET at the time, the couple were in a really great space and that they've really fallen hard for one another. And then in March, Devin opened up to WSJ Magazine about being with Kendall and talked about whether it was hard to have the spotlight on his personal and professional life. I wouldn't say hard. Honestly, I'm enjoying life to the fullest, and that came off my tongue so easily because it wasn't always this way. But I feel like I'm in a good place right now.
Ooh, Devin!
And plus, our source said at the time, Devin had Kendall's fam's stamp of approval.
That's good. Because the fans know what's going on. We all thought they were happy, so we actually don't know what's going on because we don't know them.
All right, speaking of back, bringing back old favorites, how about My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
They're making a third My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The first one wasn't even good.
This week, actress Nia Vardalos announced that production has begun on My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
So essentially the 2000s is the 80s to the people that are growing up in the 2000s because now we're just bringing back our My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and we don't really need to bring you back.
Wow. Revealing this time around, the cast is on location. They're actually in Athens, Greece.
And they're older.
Plus, she shared that for the first time in the franchise's history, she's directing the project, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Previously, Nia wrote the scripts for both the original movie and its 2016 sequel.
There was a sequel? I didn't even know that, dude. When I saw the headline said Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, I was like, 3? I didn't even know there was a second one, man.
If you're feeling the pinch, you are not alone. One way.
Thank you for letting me know, Inside Edition. I thought some people. Never mind. They're feeling the pinch. Shut up. Go back to the 90s.
People are making ends meet. Side hustles.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jim.
I'm Vanessa from Task Rabbit.
Come on in.
To earn extra money, Vanessa Garcia, a 28-year-old.
So she has a ring light and she's doing live videos.
Actress from L.A. side hustles at TaskRabbit, making close to $2,000 a week just by going to strangers' homes to do odds and ends.
First, be careful.
She helps organize our unruly closet.
So this is not
she must be really. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not broke, but man, that is
small closet. But I think it's wasted space. I mean, what do I do with these?
All righty. Why are people working more side hustles? I don't know. Everything's gone up. Man, the rich and elite, all the boomers that have their money, they just don't get it, man. They're never going to get it. And I'm fine with that because they're the boomers. Get the hell out of here.
Here tonight at 6, a cell phone scheme is allowing thieves to steal from unsuspecting victims.
Ah, man. I thought cell phones were supposed to be good for us.
ABC Action News reporter Rebecca Petit spoke with a local who thought she was doing a kind gesture, but ended up losing hundreds of dollars.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
It was a great night in Ybor.
What star?
You can have a fun night in Ybor. You can have a wild night in Ybor. You do not have a great night in Ybor ever. Ever. It's fun, but there has never been a great night in Ybor. Obviously not. You're getting ripped off. Great night in Ybor. It's an oxymoron.
It was a great night in Ybor.
What started as a much-needed fun girls' night out in Ybor...
Paints it right at the end of the night.
...ended in hundreds of dollars being stolen from Ashley Young.
It was a con that they had planned and orchestrated together.
And she's got kind of the vibe, like she doesn't go out every weekend. So they're like, hey, you want to try out my new mixtape? She's like, I'll take free CDs.
Young tells me she was approached inside of Hot Wax Coffee Shop.
Oh, so she's going to the cob. She probably doesn't drink or smoke or get high at all because she's going to the coffee shop. So she's probably a little, like, not uptight, but she's like a good person. And she's visiting a coffee shop and is unaware that Ybor City is literally the scummy part of Tampa. It's fun. But, oh, man.
just before 2 a.m. by a man who claimed he was urgently trying to locate his sister and asked to borrow her phone.
Bro, I've gotten into Ubers at like 2:30 in the morning, 2:45. And I'm like, when I'm like trying to go in my Uber, I'm like, there is a certain level of accomplishment when you're really drunk, when you make it safe to an Uber, like it is out of your control. You can just sit back in the seat and relax. I don't, people will like be like, help, help. And I'm like, no, man. Then you have the shoe licker in Ybor. Where's he been, man? Remember the good old days of just the shoe licker in Ybor? Now you got cash scams. We can't even have good Ybor.
Later, another guy comes up and is talking to me and engaging me. My friend
at 2:30 in the morning, you're talking to guys. Got it.
Comes up, we're talking with him. This man is using my phone. I see him. He's got it out.
In less than 5 minutes.
Giving out your phone at 2:30 in the morning in Ybor. Oh, just wonderful decisions.
Minutes, the man returns the phone and leaves.
In those 5 minutes, he was able to make four. He tried to make four. He made two successfully. $480 and $412 was taken from my bank and transferred to two different people.
Why do they have your phone, bro? Why do they have your phone?
Thief locating the Cash App on her phone, stealing a total of $892.
In just a very, very short time, they're going to take advantage of you and take like a full...
Take advantage? You're talking to dudes at 2:30 in the morning in Ybor that want to make a cash exchange on your phone.
Month's rent, like diapers for my baby, food for my baby. I even told him like, yeah, I'm...
Oh, you have a kid, huh? Idiocracy!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
And I'm not trying to be a dick, man, but Jesus Christ. This following segment has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. When I tell you that Dwayne, the mattress guy, is the best around, 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
I got PhDs in four scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let's get back into it. Oh, we got so much going on.
Hot Topic.
They're the first images from inside the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, during last month's mass shooting that left 21 dead. They show officers in the hallway just 19 minutes into the massacre.
How the hell do I word this? Like, where are the good cops? You know what I mean? Like, I know there's a lot of good cops out there, but, like, bro, with George Zimmerman and then them not going inside of the school for a long time, like, you know the good cops hate the bad cops. But they also defend the bad cops. So, like, it's just the brotherhood of creeps.
Armed with even more firepower than previously thought. Several cops even have ballistic shields.
Pussies. They probably just did it to join Tinder and Bumble, you pussies. You were all made fun of growing up and you suck. At least be good at your job.
Previously, authorities said the door was locked and they were waiting for a key from the janitor.
Yeah, yeah. That is literally Chief Wiggum. Oh, the janitor can't give us the key? Okay. Whatever. Kids are being shot. Let's just not do anything. Like, kick a window in and climb in. Huh?
Decision was made that this was a barricaded subject
yeah.
situation. There was time.
to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point.
But today, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Steve McCraw, told a public hearing that wasn't true. The classroom door was unlocked the entire time.
Yeah.
How about trying the door and see if it's unlocked? Okay, as you know, what we used to call a clue at that point. Why not? And of course, no one had.
It is just unbelievable, man. You want to believe in God or something, and then things like that happen. Ah, on a more lighter note.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Things are really over for Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
Following their breakup, the Black Panther star has removed all traces of Lori from his Instagram feed.
Oh, bro, I feel that so hard, dude. So, when my ex dumped me 4 years ago, I had so many selfies of her on my social media that I had to go on all the platforms, and I was working overnight to delete her. I had to go on all the platforms to get rid of it, and it's a weird thing going through all the pictures, and I'll see it. I'll see her on my Snapchat memories, and it's weird, bro, because that doesn't go away. But that process of having to cleaning up house during a breakup, oh, not a fun time.
The 35-year-old had been pretty open about their love and had shared photos and videos with his 25-year-old former flame pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Lori also appears to have removed all posts of Michael as well. The update comes after Lori and Michael called it quits earlier in June after more than a year of dating.
Yeah, he wanted kids. She wants to keep banging other people, which is fine. She's 25, bruh.
A source spoke out to People magazine at the time, saying that the couple were, quote, completely heartbroken about the...
Yeah, it sucks.
...breakup.
No one likes breakups unless you're a sociopath or the one doing the breakup.
The pair seemed smitten after confirming their romance in January 2021.
Yeah, that was 15 months ago, and we don't have any private footage of them. We don't know what happens behind closed doors.
Making frequent appearances on one another's social media.
Mm.
From celebrating birthdays to enjoying time at the beach.
Got it.
They last stepped out together in March for the Vanity Fair Oscars party.
That party. The one where Will Smith was dancing, everybody was looking at him weird.
Which also marked their red carpet debut.
Oh, yeah. Took a year. It's kind of a big deal. You think if things were really good, they would have done it immediately.
In May, Lori hit the Cannes Film Festival solo. Back in November, the duo celebrated their one-year anniversary, and Michael told Access Hollywood at the A Journal for Jordan.
I like this music that they're playing in the background. You can get turned up to the music they use on Access Hollywood. Hear this music in the background. I don't even care about Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan anymore. Hear this party music.
Hit the Cannes Film Festival solo. Back in November, the duo celebrated their one-year anniversary, and Michael told Access Hollywood at the A Journal for Jordan premiere just weeks later how having love in his life prepared him for his role in the film as a husband and father.
Ooh, talking about husband and father, and she's 25, bro. That was the deal breaker.
The chemistry between you and Shantae was just undeniable.
She's amazing.
You all were amazing together. And what I found interesting, I read that you've passed on roles previously because you felt like you didn't have enough life experience.
Mm-hmm.
How does the love you have now, how did that prepare you for this role?
I think it's just the way I am in my life. I think, like you said, I passed on projects before because I just felt like I didn't live enough. You know, now that I kind of can tap into something real, a personal experience, you know, as actors, you want to bring as much of yourself as you can to
it. Oh, that sucks, dude. He fell hard, bro. That sucks, man. He's crying tonight. This is a bad breakup.
...a role just to really connect those dots.
And if he is smitten in this clip.
I only have something I could pull from to actually give me that type of connection to a role in a way that I haven't had a chance to do.
So what's his new breakup role going to be? This is going to be a good acting. We got to see what the hell he does next.
Before.
Well, it was amazing. Last thing.
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Happy.
Throughout the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, one of the biggest names to emerge and capture the attention of the internet was
that hot-ass lawyer,
Emil Vasquez. The 37-year-old attorney who represented Depp alongside Ben Chu was the talk of social media for her courtroom approach and quickly became an inspiration for young girls everywhere.
That was a good thing.
In her first one-on-one TV interview, after her team pulled out a win for the Pirates of the Caribbean actor.
Yeah.
Camille gets personal exclusively with Access Hollywood's Mario Lopez, recalling a touching story about a mother who drove her daughter to the defamation trial so she could watch the powerhouse Latina attorney at work.
I remember grabbing my daughter and saying, "See, Gia, see, that's..." Then he goes, "That you can be that girl right there. That's on TV." But not just for other young Latinas, for other young girls in general. It's got to be very inspirational.
Absolutely. I was in trial and I had a mother drive her to watch the trial during one of the breaks. She stopped me and she made me cry because she said, "I took my daughter out of school. It was important enough because I wanted her to meet you." And, you know, she said, "There aren't role models out there, young female Hispanic role models for her to look up to, and you've been that for her, so thank you." And
dude, she is an inspiration. I'm being serious.
Again, I was really touched by that, and I don't know how it happened, but other than I was just doing my job.
Camille has also become such a hit on social media that fans now want her to be portrayed in a movie. And she told Mario which actresses might have what it takes to play her.
Dude, she probably never expected this fame.
It should be like a limited series for everything right now. Let's assume they're going to do the Camille Vasquez movie. Who would you cast to play you?
I think I should leave that to the casting directors. I think.
She's adorable.
Khloe Kardashian is sharing a cryptic message about healing.
Oh, man. Thompson's banging every side chick and she's living in the past.
Days after her ex Tristan Thompson's paternity scandal played out on her family's reality show.
Oh, wow.
I find
scripted as hell.
Find out what Tristan is doing with the rest of the world.
Yeah, getting laid a lot.
A courtesy would be not doing it.
He's an NBA player, bro. He's going to cheat on you all day long. It sucks, but there are a bunch of sluts in the NBA.
But fine, if you do it, you're not even going to give me a heads up for the rest of the world.
Oh, geez.
It's just an additional slap in my face.
Khloe posted this quote she says she saw on Twitter.
Dude, someone in the comment section is like, "I hope she finds real love. No one deserves to be humiliated like this." What mindset is that? She literally is setting herself up by going back every time.
That's the thing about healing. You heal into someone else.
Oh, geez.
A completely new person, not even because you want to, but because who you were could no longer survive as. Let it go and let a new you happen.
I think it's important to show people you can turn your life around.
Yeah.
You can go through hell and high water, but you can...
You're so inspirational.
Hey, it's Amir for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, and let's start today off with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker because they are always finding new ways to constantly shake up the internet. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're making out. Ooh, you're so edgy, bro. Wow, you're making out with a tongue, dude. You're so cool, Travis Barker.
Today, the Blink-182 drummer showed some love for his new wife, Court, in a super not-so-safe-for-work way. Travis took to Instagram to post a close-up of the Pooch founder's white and gold floral lace lingerie that said the name Travis on them in a delicate blue lettering. Head over to HollywoodLife.com.
We'll be sure to go to the website to see the picture of them wearing a necklace. Speaking of pearl necklaces.
It has been a whirlwind.
Yes, it has.
A lot of moving parts. We did want to come on today and let everyone
Todd and Jilly Chrisley
know that, you know, it's a very sad.
Yeah.
Sad,
we got caught committing crimes. It sucks.
Heartbreaking time for our family right now. But we still hold steadfast in our faith.
Todd and Jilly
Chrisley. Oh, yeah. You got God. You got God.
Breaking their silence after a jury found the two guilty in their federal tax fraud case.
You know,
that sucks.
I pray to God every day.
The couple, oh, yeah.
Couple suddenly addresses the...
Is that before or after you bang your side dude in this business relationship of a marriage, which the business isn't even working?
Elephant in the room on their Chrisley Confessions podcast.
Yeah.
So I know all of you guys are wanting to know every detail that is going on in our lives. And I
have, because you put yourself out there.
I have to ask that you respect that we're not allowed to talk about it at the present time.
Oh, you've committed every other crime. Just tell us already.
There will come a time
no, there won't.
All of it is discussed.
Not at all.
And you know, I think that we'll let everyone decide what, you know, what their opinions are.
We don't care anymore. We're moving on.
You just have to do what feels right and try to just be as respectful and cautious and as possible.
For Kim Kardashian, introducing her kids to her boyfriend Pete Davidson was a big deal. Getting candid on the Today Show about leaning on her loved ones to guide her.
Luckily, I have a sister that has been through it all. And
you've all been through it.
We talked about it, and I consulted with a few therapists and friends that have been through it. So I definitely wanted to wait 6 months, and that was like the marker. Mm-hmm. And I think it's different for everyone, and different things work for different people.
Yeah, some people are just random couples, and some people have had sex on camera. Moving on.
Stephen Colbert is speaking out about the arrest of seven Late Show staffers on Capitol Hill.
What's he going to say? How is he going to defend them? Because liberals, whenever they commit crimes, we're perfect because we're liberal.
How was your weekend? Some of my staff had a memorable one.
Yeah.
The production team was filming a segment with Triumph the Insult comic dog.
Hell yeah, 2002 called. Hey, have you bought the Eminem Show CD? Triumph the Insult dog.
We are situated by the Senate offices.
This video is from a...
That's so funny. That is so old, bro. That is so old. Triumph the Insult dog. Oh, my God.
2020. Yeah.
Let's see what we can find.
Oh, Colbert says his team filmed for 2 days, last Wednesday and Thursday, on Capitol Hill with permission. They interviewed members of Congress for a comedy segment on the January 6th committee hearings. Robert Smigel, the comedian behind the Triumph puppet, posted photos from the shoot on social media.
Thursday evening, after they'd finished their interviews, they were doing some last-minute puppetry.
All right, whatever. This is them on a... This is a little bit of Triumph the Insult dog.
As I was saying earlier, the impeachment trial of President Trump appears to be coming to an end. Unfortunately, no new witness.
In the nation's capital, our leaders have gathered for the solemn process of voting along party lines.
Many Republicans have...
That's a real good one-liner, just saying that he's at the Senate.
...complained about the length of these hearings and having to sit in the chamber for so many...
Oh, the hearings are so long, but yeah, Triumph the Insult comic dog clips. Real funny.
Britney Spears is back on Instagram and giving us all the life updates.
Hell yeah, she is.
The newly married 40-year-old pop star deactivated her Instagram account last Thursday, just days after she called out her brother, Brian Spears, on the platform.
Yeah, he's kind of a douche.
But after a week hiatus, she took to her Instagram yesterday to share some pics of her standing in a pool in a colorful two-piece bikini, and revealed why her and her new hubby, Sam Asghari, haven't been on their honeymoon yet.
What does it matter? It's not our life.
Writing in part, haven't been on my honeymoon yet. Got married and moved into a new house around the same time. Not the smartest thing to do. Oh well, it's coming together. It's so weird. I wake up and everything is new. New pool, new kitchen, new bed. I think I'm in shock.
Good for her. I'm not going to cover it anymore because I want to give her some privacy. 856-49-HOPPY.
Kim Kardashian's responding to those allegations that she ruined Marilyn Monroe's dress.
She did. With that big butt.
Did she or didn't she?
We keep seeing stuff like the dress is ruined, the dress is this. All of that is not true.
No.
Kim Kardashian breaks her silence about whether she ruined the iconic Marilyn Monroe gown she wore to the Met Gala.
Oh, and I'm seeing in the comment section, who cares if she wore it or not? It upsets me that some celebrity wore it that wasn't Marilyn Monroe with her class. Marilyn Monroe was a homewrecker. She's a good talent or whatever she did. Mr. President. She was no angel.
There was handlers and gloves that put it on me.
Yeah. Ripley's has said that the dress wasn't damaged. Yeah.
The allegations started when these before and after photos circulated online. It allegedly showed stretched fabric and missing beads. But Kim says she didn't wear the dress long enough to cause that much damage.
Nah. You need to put it on in a second. You hear all the buttons coming off when she's putting it on.
I showed up to the red carpet in a robe and slippers, and I put the dress on.
I don't care anymore. I'm recording right now at 10 p.m., so I'm trying to get through this.
And we're back. Chanel joins us with NFL star Rob Gronkowski. We know him as Gronk. He's known for his antics, Miss Jones,
yes,
on and off.
Yes, it is true. Good morning, guys. Well, Gronk is...
I'm not in the mood for this. So he's retiring from the NFL for the second time, which, I mean, it's kind of... I honestly hope he's retired because the whole Brady thing, we're now looking over the... We're overlooking the fact that he's probably not wanting to be around his family. Oh, I'm back after 2 months. I know Bruce Arians had something to do with it, but this whole retiring and then unretiring, it's so lame. Moving on.
Hey, it's Amir for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Justin Timberlake and his take on DC's Beat Your Feet dance.
The what?
A clip on TikTok is getting the people talking after the singer took the stage at the Something in the Water Festival in Washington.
I should have gone to that. What is it?
In DC, and he completely butchered the town's well-known dance. Now, if you head over to HollywoodLife.com, you can see JT as he performs Sexy Back and then pauses to bust a not-so-smooth move with his feet. One person commented, "This is me after a couple drinks thinking I actually did something." Well, another person wrote, "When you try to get your dad to do a TikTok." This track yet? Let us know what you think in the comments. All right, and now on to Chris Brown, because he is settling this Michael Jackson debate once and for all.
Here we go.
Lately, there's been conversation about which artist is the better entertainer, and Breezy simply wants no parts of this at all. While on Big Boy's Neighborhood radio show, the singer credited the King of Pop for inspiring him to pursue a music career, and when asked about the debate, Chris simply said that MJ is light years ahead of him.
At least, wow. Breaking news, there's a humble bone in Chris Brown's body. Didn't know that was possible.
Imagine going away and then returning to find that your house had been the scene of a wild pop-up party advertised on social media.
Hell yeah, teenagers underage drinking. I went to a few underage parties. I was never invited. I would just crash in and walk in. And it was a good time. I always knew when the cops were about to come because like they'd be blaring like Cinema, like the song by Benny Benassi. My life's just flashing before my eyes because that was 11 years ago. And like the music would be loud and people would be breaking things and you'd hear sex in the other room and you're like, yeah, the cops are coming soon, man.
Understandably, the homeowners are steamed.
They're going nuts. Out of control teenagers wreaking havoc inside an $8 million mansion.
But they're teenagers. They'll just get community service. They know what they're doing. They're not going to get in that much trouble.
Cops say the party organizer broke in when they found out the homeowners were going to be away for a few days. Not only did they dance and go crazy, it was fight night. Teens going after each other in white boxing gloves. You even see two young women take a turn.
That is awesome.
A week prior, these individuals... the main culprits, if you will, started advertising an open house party at this residence and then went and broke into the home.
Yeah. Man, I thought I was edgy going to parties and wow, that's nothing. Dude, there was a party I went to. The cops came and I ran through the backyard at like three houses and then my friend picked me up and it was like a magical moment. It was like 10 degrees out and I was running towards his like minivan and I was like, I remember laying in bed that night and my dad's like, were you drinking tonight? And I'm like, dude, I don't even care if you yell at me. I'm home safe.
And basically had, you know, 150 people, 200 people show up at this house.
The home is stunning, located in a ritzy resort outside Seaside, Florida. Look at the pool and surrounding landscape. There are chandeliers everywhere.
So the party went wild.
Jurors at a civil trial in Los Angeles have found that comedian Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975.
Dude, it's infuriating. Just how he got out and then he gets charged again. It's like he never should have been let out. And then now you're hearing about all this abuse at the Playboy Mansion. Bro, it's a grimy ass place.
He awarded Judy Huth, who's now 64, $500,000. The decision comes nearly a year after Cosby's criminal conviction in another sexual assault case was thrown out. And
he's so creepy, man. The good dude die young, so that says something.
Turned a blind eye to a toxic culture. That's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell at a congressional hearing today.
The first time people finally questioned him. Finally, we figure out how much of an asshole he is in front of Congress.
into allegations that go back at least 20 years of groping and other misconduct at the team now known as the Washington Commanders.
The owner of Washington, D.C.'s pro football team was nowhere to be seen today when he
You might as well just skip this one.
Came under fire in Congress. He was on his yacht. Dan Snyder of the Washington Commanders, formerly the Redskins, allegedly orchestrated a campaign of sexual harassment against the cheerleaders.
He seems like such a creepy guy, man. Just small D energy all over the place.
Mr. Snyder himself fostered the Commander's toxic workplace.
But the 57-year-old billionaire wasn't at the hearing.
Yeah, the word is billion. They can literally get away with things.
A ship tracking app was used to show his whereabouts. He was 4,000 miles away in the French Riviera.
In a low-key, he is such a scumbag baller.
On his $180 million super yacht, Lady S.
Yeah.
He chose to skip town. Apparently, Mr. Snyder is in France, where he has docked his luxury yacht near a resort town.
Venting her fury, committee chairwoman Carolyn Maloney held up a 100-page dossier she says private investigators hired by Snyder compiled on the women.
First of all, that's not the only thing he's docking, and second of all, man, she's got the info on him.
Shows the links Mr. Snyder went to harass, intimidate, and silence his accusers.
Got it.
Inside Edition reported in 2018 that cheerleaders on a calendar shoot in Costa Rica claimed they were required to pose topless and ordered to act as escorts. Although no sex was involved.
That's good.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was also in the hot seat today and told...
Hell yeah, finally. He's always been such a creep. It is literally the mafia.
The committee, the NFL, have resolved the issues with the team.
Oh, I'm sure you worked so hard on it, Roger, you fucking scumbag.
What specific steps will the NFL take to hold Mr. Snyder accountable?
Dan Snyder has been held accountable. He faced unprecedented discipline, including financial fines.
There were fireworks as Republicans on the committee said there were more important issues to deal with.
A baby formula crisis, a tampon crisis.
What is the purpose of it?
You can bang the gab all you want, but I don't really care. What is the purpose of continuing this?
Okay.
That's politics. Good time. She's got some vendetta against Roger Goodell, which we all do. He sucks.
Amber Heard has one of the finest faces in the world, according to science.
See, you don't always have to trust science. Hear this again.
Amber Heard has one of the finest faces in the world, according to science.
If Amber Heard is the person who has the perfect face and science is saying this, I'm never believing science again. Literally, I will go to religion. They are out of their mind. Amber Heard has a near-perfect face. Man, now I believe in an afterlife. Science is out of its mind.
Happy hour. Happy hour. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.